Hello, Audioboo. This is Pawari. It is Tuesday, the 8th of May. It's about 12:30, and this is my Audioboo. I'm really sorry. I started this conversation on stress, which seems to have kicked off, and some fantastic boos from various people. Jacqueline B has been responding. I've had a reply from Pilgrim Chris and... I think SM2N had booed about it as well. And I know JN2N did, and Zakiem, and all been fantastic boos. And of course, I kicked off this conversation at the end of the week, which is when I have most of my free time, and with the weekend being particularly busy because of my elder son's birthday. Then work kicking in at the beginning of the week, I've not had a chance to reply to any of them, so I'm really sorry about that. So this is a very quick boo, to sort of do a lump reply, and if I don't cover everything, I'm really sorry. I should have made notes as I went, I didn't. I think what's really interesting that's come out of the conversation was Jacqueline B's concept of choice, and I think choice is probably a clearer form of what I meant, I think, than probably giving someone permission to stress you, which I think might help Pilgrim Chris's interpretation of the idea of choice. And Pilgrim Chris, I think you can choose whether to be stressed out by your children. I know you think this is probably an alien concept, but if you don't think of it as in terms of a general permission, but of a specific permission. So, for example, I'm actually not going to get stressed about my son's SATs. The school wants him to be stressed. The school wants me to be stressed. I'm not going to be stressed. Those results only mean anything to the school. They don't mean anything for my son. They will not affect which secondary school he goes to. The secondary school doesn't use those results. They do their own tests to stream. It makes no impact on his life whatsoever. So, no, not going to be stressed about it. He can do his best, he can do them. It'd be interesting to see what grades he gets. But we're resolutely not stressed about that. So I think in that context, and there's various other contexts you might choose not to be particularly stressed about. I don't particularly get stressed about my children falling out with their friends, because I know 5 minutes later they'll probably fall back into friendship with them. It's not worth getting all wrapped up in that. So I think choice is a really good description. But where I kind of differ from Jacqueline B's interpretation, Jacqueline's very much going on the idea that it's possible to be completely stress-free and not get stressed by anything. Now, I can sort of understand where she's coming from here. And to a certain extent, I think there's a lot of choices you can make. And that's certainly something I'm learning at the moment, that I'm choosing to step back and not be so stressed about certain things. Because though it's a choice, I think oftentimes it's a subconscious choice and you don't necessarily know you're making that decision. So trying to move from a subconscious choice into a conscious choice can actually make all the difference. And being aware that you are then getting stressed before you really get really stressed. But I think there's always going to be events which are going to be really stressful, no matter what you do. If a police officer turns up on your doorstep tomorrow and takes you into custody for murder, when you didn't do it, or even if you did for that matter, you're going to be a little bit stressed out, I should imagine. If an immediate member of your family passes away, then that is going to be, I think that's probably one of the most stressful situations anyone goes through in their life, isn't it, normally. There's various other things that are always going to be stressful, and I think you can minimise that stress and work out how you, a better ways of you reacting to that stress, but I don't think you can eliminate stress. Some people cope with that really well. I mean, we wouldn't have doctors, paramedics, firemen, police people, if we didn't have people that could deal with some very horrific situations and come out the other side fairly unscathed, and that's not all of them do, of course, but, you know, there are people who are able to deal with levels of stress in a far better way than us. And that's the end.